This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and starting out, we have BioFire. BioFire is it's a smart gun, and they've sort of been making some smart moves. I mean, you got to call it what it is. Also, they're not going to submit their pistol to New Jersey for inclusion in their mandate that gun shops must carry a smart gun in stock once one comes to the market. And they recently submitted an amicus letter in support of the plaintiffs challenging California's Unsafe Handgun Act, arguing that the law stifles innovation and customer choice. And it also prevents BioFire's pistols from being sold in the state because they lack the so-called safety features like micro-stamping. Now, don't expect Kai Klopfer, or the company founded a decade ago, to weigh in on the hot button issues like bans on so-called assault weapons or red flag laws or waiting periods. He has said that his goal is to sell as many of his guns as possible to a wide variety of customers across the political spectrum. And he said that the way that we approach this is BioFire's goal is to expansively serve our customers as best we can, and those customers have all sorts of opinions about pretty much any aspect of guns in general. Personally, I own multiple short-barreled rifles and other things that you would consider to be an assault weapon under Colorado law, and I would have been personally impacted by that piece of regulation, and so certainly that wasn't something I was personally in favor of. But from a company's perspective, we're really laser focused on how we can build a community for all of our customers and one that serves our needs. So again, if it's things like micro stamping requirements or the New Jersey mandate that are directly related to our property that we'll engage, otherwise we're a member of the NSSF and we pay our dues like everybody else. Klopfer may not want BioFire to be front and center in the gun control culture war, but I don't know what that he or his company is going to be able to remain conscientious objectors for very long. He also said our goal is not to be on one side or the other of the issue from a productive perspective, because as you said, we have a lot of customers who have opinions about products that don't impact us and don't impact our product. I don't think we're disconnected in any way. We're a part of the firearms industry, and internally, I would say we have a lot of healthy debates about topics exactly like this, because we have folks that similarly approach from all different perspectives. We have folks with arsenals who work here, and we have folks who've never shot a gun before working at BioFire. So internally, and from an ongoing perspective, I like to encourage and foster a lot of debate around these topics of, like, what can we be doing to be serving our customers and the country more broadly? And the one we chose in is, how can we build technology that is inherently better for gun owners and better for society, right? If people choose to adopt our product, no one will argue and say less kids finding guns and maybe having a bad thing happening. Like, no one's against that, right? But the only way we can have an impact there is if people choose to buy our product. And so it won't solve the entirety of the impact of guns on our society. It won't solve by any means the Second Amendment versus gun control debate. But there have been a lot of people smarter than me who've been engaged in this issue much more actively, and at some point you have to pick and choose your battles a little bit. That's not really a long-term strategy they can adapt. That's actually sort of a very narrow one, at best. This is a very unique space. It has the firearm, it has within the firearm industry at large. I don't think many gun owners would object to the company picking battles that have a direct impact on its bottom line, but keeping mum about some attack on the Second Amendment is not likely to alienate at least some potential customers. It has done it before with, remember Bill Ruger? Remember Smith & Wesson? So, Klopfer seems pleased with the pre-sales of the BioFire pistol, and he did say that as more product becomes available, he does plan to ship guns out for independent testing and evaluation from those in the 2A community. So, one discussion that has to be had is about the tech inside his product. Not just the biometric sensor and the infrared face scanner used to unlock the pistol for authorized users, but the fire-by-wire system that the pistol uses. At Open Source Defense, they said, in all discussion of the details and implications, both technical and legal, of a biometric locked gun, folks missed the tech development here that, if it's pursued, is actually going to have the biggest impact on the future of guns. To make the authentication more robust to someone simply opening the gun up and removing a physical lock, they implemented a fire-by-wire system. The gun has no mechanical link between the trigger and the sear. When you pull the trigger, three things happen. An onboard computer detects that the trigger has been pressed. It then runs some code and decides what to do, and then the gun fires. Step two is indicative of the fact that the gun is basically software. And in this particular case, BioFire has built a piece of software whose job it is to fire a bullet if and only if an authorized user says to. Biometrics are controversial. Sure, I get it. And that's beside the point. Remember the properties of software. It's flexible. And once fire-by-wire works, sure, you can use it to do biometric authorization, but you don't have to use it for that. Alternatively, or additionally, you can use it to do anything you want. People pay a lot of money for fancy triggers today. How about a trigger that can be programmed to have any weight, any number of stages, any feel to the break, and the ability to change all of that anytime you want, or even from shot to shot? You could do a built-in round counter, a built-in shot timer that show you millisecond analytics on every step of your firing sequence. You would have Strava, which is a bike measuring, it's a bike tracking app for guns. Target lock, where the gun only lets a round fly when the sights have settled back on the target. And the most important thing, the stuff we can't think of today. The real power of decentralized innovation is in the uses of it that can't be anticipated. Fire-by-wire makes guns, the literal physical objects, programmable. So for the first time, it allows innovation on how guns work to move at the speed of the software. And this will go way beyond BioFire. You can imagine a bunch of gun companies making fire-by-wire systems and then an entire ecosystem of fire control software on top of that. And the first prosecution for machine gun software is going to be an interesting test case, and in the facts on the ground since widespread fire-by-wire will be the end of machine gun regulation. So get ready for a court case about whether possession of a machine gun download is a felony. If fire-by-wire takes hold, it's going to change the industry. Literally, it'll be a different set of companies. And history tells us that when an industry's foundational technology changes, most of the incumbent companies don't survive the shift. And this is a textbook innovator's dilemma stuff. If your core competency needs to change from selling pistol contracts to writing consumer software that integrates with the top 2-3 most popular fire control APIs, it's probably not going to go well for you. But it's going to go really great for the consumers, and it means they're benefiting from the competition. So, it is not definite that fire-by-wire spreads, but if it does, it's already pretty certain that that scenario is going to look like tons of new companies popping up to innovate in guns at the speed of the software. Guns become increasingly personalized, easy to use, and hard to restrict, and consumers benefiting from the booming ecosystem. Now, once again, Mr. Klopfer, you know, what he started here. He doesn't want BioFire to be front and center in the gun control debate, but if the technology he's developing works as planned, he's not going to have much of a choice. Because this is a very interesting innovation that he has put forth. And we're going to see how this works. And like it or not, this is here. So, we'll see where it goes. An electronic trigger, fire-by-wire trigger, that you can program to do certain things, like make sure that you're on target before it lets go of the round. Very intriguing. It is truly very intriguing to consider. But for the moment, I'll just stick with, my trusty Staccato CS. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. I just said, we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. This is Gun Owners News Hour. My mistake. Dateline Las Vegas, Nevada. Their cops may have thwarted a mass shooting when they took a 33-year-old man into custody who threatened to carry out the Mandalay Bay Massacre Part 2. But this guy should not have been around. He should not have been running around at all. Because they had him behind bars last year, and they failed to keep him there. This is Matthew DeSavio. He had posted several threats on social media several hours before the Vegas Golden Knights won the Stanley Cup, including one post that read, "I'm coming for you guys tonight, and I hope you get every blanking police officer in Vegas Golden Knights there to defend you." He was taken into custody after showing up at a Las Vegas business where someone called the police to inform them that DeSavio was making similar threats in person. Surprised he wasn't dead right there. It's not the first time they've encountered DeSavio. Nor is it the first time he allegedly threatened an act of mass violence. They actually had him in custody last year, but they had to let him go several months later. On October 26, 2022, a person reported a disturbing Facebook post to the police where DeSavio reportedly threatened a similar mass shooting. And he said, something big is about to hit the Vegas Strip, hashtag October 1. It was just a preview. Let's expletive up before I literally hashtag blow paradise NV. And the Vegas Strip is the unincorporated community of Paradise, Nevada. They later contacted him, and he agreed to meet them at a fast food restaurant on Blue Diamond Road near Durango Drive. And while speaking to DeSavio, the man stated he wanted to drive his vehicle into the Mandalay Bay. So, based off of that, a judge ordered DeSavio to undergo a competency evaluation in November 2022. And he awaited for treatment for 78 days, which his public defender said violated his due process rights. So, in a hearing in March, Judge Christy Craig noted the state failed to transport him to behavioral health treatment in a timely manner. He remained in custody for 8 days after that hearing, prompting Craig to dismiss the charges and release DeSavio from custody in April. That sounds like a fumbled ball, doesn't it? And yet, gun control activists will continue to insist that we don't need to talk about mental health, or that when folks like you or I bring up the crisis in the country's mental health systems, we're only trying to deflect attention away from their calls for more gun control. Now, Nevada has a red flag law in place, although it's unclear whether DeSavio has ever been the recipient of an extreme risk protection order. And given that he threatened to detonate a bomb on the Las Vegas Strip and crash his vehicle into the Mandalay Bay Casino, simply removing any lawfully owned firearm from his possession and sending him on his merry way is not a good idea from a public safety standpoint. And the state of Nevada failed to provide a competency evaluation for nearly 3 months after his arrest. And it's hard to dispute the argument of his public defender that his rights were being violated. He was arrested and charged and then kept in limbo for months on end because the state could not fulfill its duty in providing that evaluation in a timely manner. And whether you think the Second Amendment should be repealed or that everyone should be given a machine gun at birth or something in between, we should all be able to agree that when the state is forced to let guys like DeSavio go, rather than take him to trial or commit him for treatment, there's a problem that needs to be addressed that won't be solved by gun control. So let's hope that this time around the state is on the ball and can provide DeSavio with a competency evaluation within a reasonable amount of time, because otherwise he's likely to once again be cut loose with all charges dropped, leaving him more emboldened than ever to make and maybe carry out his threats. Now, as we make a slight, a very slight segue, Joe Biden, as he's getting ready to, he's getting ready to run for his reelection. He's decided to put Vice President Kamala Harris. She will be the leading voice in addressing what he calls gun violence. And it's not that they don't agree on what they want to do with our freedom. Harris has not only expressed a desire to ban these common weapons, but also to, she's also talked about confiscating them. At a presidential campaign event in 2019, then-candidate Harris said that confiscation of commonly owned weapons like the AR-15 was a good idea. And when promoting a forced buyback program, of course the government can't buy back something it never owned, she said, "We have to work out the details. There are a lot of details, but we have to take those guns off the streets." And on June 2nd of this year, as her first order of business representing the gun ban aspect of the Biden 2024 campaign, she gave a speech at an event in Springfield, Illinois. In the speech, she said that on the subject of gun safety laws, it is a false choice. "It is a false choice to suggest that we have to choose between either supporting the Second Amendment or passing reasonable gun safety laws. We can do both. We can do both." And, of course, what she's talking about, the common sense gun safety laws, include gun bans, federal red flag laws, and universal background checks, all of which are unconstitutional, which is why Gavin Newsom put them in his constitutional amendment. That's the only way to make them constitutional. Now, the thing is, this is a very curious choice of making a spokesperson out of Harris, who specializes in laughing nervously and spouting a bunch of dishonest talking points. If he really wanted to sell his bad policy on the Second Amendment, right, wouldn't he choose a serious person who is capable of articulating the nuances of his policy, such as they are? And this would take a skilled orator and practitioner of rhetoric to have a chance to win debates predicated on the dishonest positions that the administration begins from. They do like to talk about common sense gun safety legislation. It is no secret that what they want to do is ban guns. So, Biden has repeated his desire to ban what is arguably the most popular handgun caliber in America on other occasions. So, you know, this isn't a case of getting the words wrong. If there's one positive thing about Harris being the pick, it's that as poor of a job as she's done in most aspects of her job as vice president, she's probably going to do an equally bad job pushing more unconstitutional restrictions on gun ownership leading up to Election Day. I don't see her suddenly changing her focus or her capability on what she's talking about. I don't think that's going to happen. Kamala Harris is the spokesperson. That just indicates how far old Joe has gone. Joe is gone. Joe Biden is gone. He thinks it's a smoking hot. This is his pet thing. This whole gun ban thing. So anyway, we're going to jump to the next one. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. President Biden said Friday his administration has done the most for common sense gun regulation.
"We established a strike force to crack down on gun trafficking across state lines, including guns brought up from Georgia, South Carolina, Washington, Philadelphia, New York. All told, we've taken more executive action to reduce gun violence than any of my predecessors, probably than all my predecessors."
He spoke at the University of Hartford in Connecticut 1 year since the Safer Communities Act became law. University of Colorado football coach Deion Sanders could lose his foot. In a video posted on YouTube this week, Sanders revealed he's still having pain and blood flow issues in his left foot and was told by university doctors that it may need to be amputated. And Toyota engineers are working on an electric car with a fake manual transmission. Engineers say it would just be for people who like shifting gears for fun. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. The House has just passed a resolution that, you know, let me think about how I want to put this as I try to work my busy throat here. The House has passed a resolution related to pistol braces. And two Republicans, by the way, voted against it. And they're two Republicans that are sort of known for this. They're known for being anti-gun people. Now, these two guys, one is Brian Fitzpatrick, the other is Thomas Keene. Fitzpatrick has betrayed gun owners more than once. In February, he was endorsed by the Giffords Gun Prohibition Group. And he teamed with Democrat Debbie Dingell on the Strengthening Protections for Domestic Violence and Stalking Survivors Act to close the boyfriend loop and add another group of Americans subject to having their guns confiscated before even being charged with a crime, let alone convicted. This would be another pre-crime minority report type thing. And he's big on ending private sales with the enforced or enhanced background checks. He tried to close the bump stock loophole. Wants to disarm his countrymen old enough to serve in the military, marry and vote. And, of course, he wants the government to forbid you to own semi-autos. And he is a Republican. At least he claims to be one. There are a lot of people that, you know, they got McCarthy in their sights, and the fact that he has worked with McCarthy, that makes McCarthy bad in their view. But McCarthy's the House Speaker, so, I mean, he has to try to unify the caucus. And that's just a simple fact. This is not me getting, oh, Bill, you're giving comfort to a rhino. No, I'm not. This is like herding cats. Then there's Keene. He's another one of those politicians who apparently started out big on the Second Amendment. But then he showed his true colors. And you get this from Insider NJ. With respect to Keene's positions on regarding reasonable gun control restraints, including limitations on magazine gun purchases and restrictions on the right to carry concealed, you know, the NRA gave him an A-plus rating for 2017, B for 2020. Now, disregarding for a moment that academic rating in this country pegs that low number squarely as a D, the analysis gives us a feel for why Keene reneged on the promises he must have made to win the earlier endorsement. And the assessment explains having a record that intentionally or unintentionally promotes the NRA agenda on guns is a major negative for Keene's electability. The New Jersey electorate is very pro-gun control in Democrat-leaning districts like the 7th. Then it also points out a very inconvenient truth that ultimately comes back to Wayne LaPierre and what many disgruntled members and gun observers are feeling themselves. Throughout America, the NRA reputation is one of political toxicity due to personal scandals in their leadership, and polls reflect the decline in the ethical reputation of the NRA. And a lot of that does come from the lying prohibitionists because they lie. Now, the bottom line on this pistol brace resolution is that this was a testing of the House GOP. But at the same time, it is basically a show. This was just a virtue signal. A virtue signal. Because it's not going to make it in the Senate, and it's not going to make it to Joe Biden. And if it did make it to Joe Biden, he would just veto it. Now, I understand that when you're out there, you want to do things to try to energize the base. I get it all day. But this is something that was doomed to fail, and it used to be I would have said, well, you got to get the caucus ready to go, so when you do have the majority, you can do it. But then we had Obamacare. And 8 times during Obama's time as president, they voted to repeal Obamacare in the House. And they may have even done it in the Senate, but John McCain was sort of short-circuiting some of that. But even if it had made it through the Senate, it still had to get past Obama. Then, when Donald Trump is president, Paul Ryan is speaker, Mitch McConnell is a majority leader. They didn't try one time in the 2 years they had it all to repeal Obamacare. They wanted to do something, so they didn't want to let go of it. They were coming up with something they called repeal and replace. They should have just said repeal, period. Vote for that. This is a bill that was never going to pass. It's not. This was a kabuki theater. This is the kind of... Right now, you're seeing a lot of noise coming out of Joni Ernst. And I talked about her the other day. She's half right. She has gotten out there. She wants to fund guns and ammo for the IRS. But is this a distraction to distract me and you from the fact that she was one of the Republican senators who voted for the Bipartisan Safer Communities Act? But otherwise, this won't go anywhere what she's doing now, because this is not something that Biden wants, right? And the Republicans are not in the majority in the Senate. So it's, you know, they make all kinds of noise about what great pals they are when there's no chance the bill will pass, and when they actually have an opportunity to make big changes, they beg off by claiming the timing isn't right. The timing is right when you're in the majority. You just go. What timing? Now, this is sort of SOP for the GOP. And, you know, most of the time you don't know the names of most of the people in the House, but, you know, Fitzpatrick and Keene, we know them because they feel like they can do anything they want. And until such a time as gun owners unify and make a public example out of one of the Queaslings to scare the others into falling in line, this is going to keep happening. And the Democrats have prepared 3 discharge petitions to force a House vote and only need 5 Republican turncoats to make that happen. How do you think Fitzpatrick and Keene are going to go with this in the House? Where do you think they're going with that? I can tell you where they're going with that. So this is all just a show for you. This is all just a, look what we did. We mean business on the Republican side. Now, I have a decent opinion in my head about Kevin McCarthy. He is without a doubt a California Republican. And all that that means. But on the other hand, I look at some of the stuff that he's doing and I see some decent things emerging from it. Now, I wonder what he would do with a serious majority that he didn't have to worry about, you know, in this position he's in right now. He can't lose that many. He can't lose 6 and win. So he's the majority leader, and he can't get anything that he wants to do done as the majority leader. And that's where the problem comes. But the other thing is this. Betrayals. These guys get voted in, and these are the cards we've been dealt. And now we have no other choice but to get in there and get active and push and push and push. And do exactly like they do. Like on the left, they never quit. They never give up. And no matter what they win it and they take it and they're happy with it. They'll take the increments all day long. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Time. This is Gun Owners News Hour, and well, once again, when all of this began, I invited this young man on the show. His name is Cody Wilson. In 2013, he printed The Liberator. His goal was simple. He wanted everybody to understand that the concept of gun control, all gun control, was obsolete. It was no longer a viable concept. And he hoped that the gun world would embrace 3D printing and other methods of getting around gun control. So, after he did that, he decided to make that come to fruition. And he got some talented gun designers to use some CAD drawing software to design and print firearms at home on 3D printers that cost as low as $100. So you can get these from, you can get those printers from Amazon delivered right to your door. At the same time, companies like Polymer 80 sprung up to sell kits that let home users finish a piece of plastic into an unserialized firearm frame. This was the beginning of a revolution, and this caused the Biden administration to order the ATF to get out there and make new rules to prevent the dissemination of these kits that he and other anti-gun zealots. They called them ghost guns. So they rolled out a new rule that would make it a crime to sell a frame blank with a jig, but the market adapted, and this adaptation once again forced the ATF's hand. So 2 days after Christmas, they gave anti-gun groups a belated gift. They decided to declare the frame blanks firearms unilaterally. Every town celebrated the closing of the ghost gun loophole and banning the tools of criminals, as if all of the criminals that are out there right now, they get out there and say, well, I think what I'm going to do is I'm going to get out here and I'm going to make this piece of plastic into a gun. Because it's not quite as easy as it sounds. So this anti-gun victory is very short-lived. First, they got a lawsuit from 80% Arms and Wilson's Defense Distributed, and finally Polymer 80, meaning the original kits were back on the market. And although most of the industry was now back selling the original product, liberal states started banning the sale of unfinished firearm frames and receivers. Well, once again, put Cody in front, And this is where things begin to change, because they decide to release a 0% completed AR-15 lower receiver for the company's Ghost Gunner, a desktop CNC machine. The 0% lower was a hit with the gun building community. All they had to do was mill out the middle section of the lower and attach it to the top piece and a lower portion. So even if a state were to ban the 80% lowers, it would be impossible to ban a block of aluminum. Although states like California tried to ban the Ghost Gunner itself. So that was with a AR-15. Now they're releasing a handgun, a 0% handgun fire control unit. So all the user has to do is mill out the FCU using the Ghost Gunner 3 aluminum on the Ghost Gunner 3S stainless steel and install Gen 3 Glock parts. The user can then print the chassis on a 3D printer using the file supplied by Defense Distributed or buy a pre-printed chassis from the Ghost Gunner website and add a complete slide and barrel. Now, interestingly, when the Ghost Gunner came along, and I almost kind of thought this was how convenient this was. It was so convenient that this happened this way. Because Cody got embroiled in some sort of a controversy where supposedly some girl lied about her age. And then he had the case against him dropped. But this went on for a year or so. But still he persevered. He has proved the concept. The concept is proved and it is valid. He said this is a homecoming 10 years in the making. The 0% pistol allows anyone to make a Glock-type pistol in their own home with just a Ghost Gunner and a 3D printer. So the move by Defense Distributed, along with advancements in 3D printing, is the downfall of gun control. And no matter what bans the government institutes, the market will adapt with the rise of cheap 3D printers and machines like the Ghost Gunner. It's never been easier to circumvent gun control laws. And, you know, 3D printing and CNC machining firearms is not illegal on a federal level. And I don't believe that there's a will in Congress to attack that aspect of gun control, because it will highlight that technology is empowering the people, and they don't want you to know that. You can get the printing machines, you can get the printers at Amazon. And the files live in cyberspace where anyone can download them. And even if the files were banned, they could still be traded anonymously on the dark web and if you use a VPN service. It is impossible to stop this. We're talking about human behavior. We're also talking about a proof of concept that shows that the Biden administration cannot stop anything with gun control because there's a way around it. And that makes for a very interesting day, I think, in the annals of you know, when they get out there, and I mean, so like in these states like California, where they had a handgun approved safety list, right? Well, you can go get these pieces outside of California and just drive them into California, put these things together. And you can order the, you know, there's all kinds of things people use 3D printers for. Some of them are quite silly. In fact, some of them are quite ingenious. But Some of them have a lot of capability for the money. And it just makes me wonder. This is between BioFire, with what it has, you know, with the fire-by-wire technology that is out there. If that were to be adapted, that would be a revolution in the gun industry. Because we would go from people that makes triggers to people that write software about how the trigger and the gun should behave. And it would very much control that. And then on the other hand, if you were to take that technology, if you knew how to take that, if that technology was modular enough to where you could just order that technology, and then you could ghost gun manufacturer print your own gun and install that in it, what do you have then? What kind of Frankenstein-up evolution are we looking at in a handgun? And then, of course, before long, it will be fire-by-wire for rifles, too. Because the trigger, when you're pulling the trigger, that's really the only part of the gun that's moving. It's causing you to move. And a fire-by-wire trigger would not have that kind of a mechanical pull on it. So it's heady days that we're in right now. In the middle of all of this sea of minutia that is the gun control wishes they wish to do. As they do all the other stuff they're doing, they're trying to ban their way out of this and ban their way out of that. And it's just not going to work. Just won't happen. It's not sustainable. A lot of things they can try. Most of them can't work simply because the left only destroys things. They don't ever build anything. And that's their biggest problem. Be back next weekend. Between now and then, do this. Carry your concealed carry firearm everywhere you possibly can. Keep your head out of the phone when you're out and about. It'll be there when you get home. So instead of doing that, stay alert and stay aware. Because that's the hallmark of a gunfighter. This has been Gun Owners News Hour.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.